Cinderella. Once upon a time, there was a man, a widower, who took for his second wife a very proud woman. This wife, who was a widow, had two daughters as proud as herself. Her husband had one daughter, who was gentle and good as her own mother had been. The new wife hated her young stepdaughter, because her gentle ways and the sweetness of her temper, which was shown in her beautiful face, made the ill manners and frowning faces of her own daughters appear as disagreeable and ugly as they really were. So she set her to do all the meanest work of the house. The young girl swept, baked, and washed for the whole household. She wore only shabby clothes and slept in the cold basement. Now it happened that the king's son made up his mind to give a ball and to invite to it all the people of fashion in the countryside. There was to be dancing for 2 evenings, and the supper and entertainment were to be of a very splendid kind. Cinderella's stepsisters were invited, and very proud and happy they were, as they talked of the smart dresses they would wear, and the grand folk they would meet at the palace. When the great day came, Cinderella was busy from morning till evening, helping her stepsisters to get ready for the ball. She laced their gowns, dressed their hair, arranged their feathers and jewels, and even put on their slippers. As she did so, they teased her to amuse themselves. At last the sisters were ready, and with their mother they drove away to the palace. When they were gone, Cinderella, left alone, sat down among the cinders and began to cry. Cinderella was